Good evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening and thank you for joining us tonight. This is VK2WI News, live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer for this evening, Stuart, VK2BMX. And in engineering tonight is John, VK2HB. The weather here is cloudy and wet and a bit miserable, with a temperature of around 11 degrees Celsius. Rainfall at the VK2WI site over the last week was 12 millimetres to 9 a.m. Our transmitter status for the evening broadcast is all okay. And on the AR New South Wales RadNet, VK2RAG and VK2RNW are currently offline. All other repeaters are operating normally.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week, later in this bulletin, we have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any updates from club and groups. Simply email news at arnsw.org.au. We don't need full items, just the details of the activity and contacts. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au. or by leaving a phone message on 02-944-0123. Tonight, we welcome listeners on the EchoLink Ham Conference and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network. Callbacks will also be taken after the bulletin. Our thanks to John, VK3HJQ, and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network team for making this relay available. Weekly Solar and Geophysical Report. With data thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. First, the summary of activity from the 19th to the 25th of June. Dates across the columns are the 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th. 10 centimetre flux, 111, 113, 128, 122, 130, 137, 156. Fredericksburg A index, 9, 8, 7, 5, 8, 11, 29. Australian A index, 2, 3, 1, 2, 2, 12 and 15 estimated. T index, 75, 76, 72, 71, 76, 84, 93. Solar flare activity reached R1 on the 20th and R2 on the 21st with two M-class flares. The largest was M6.9 at 1929 UTC. Activity on other days remained below warning levels. Geomagnetic activity in the Australian region was low to moderate, remaining below warning thresholds. Ionospheric F2 critical frequencies in southern Australia were mostly near predicted monthly values. Frequencies were enhanced by 15% during local night on the 22nd and 25% enhanced during local night on the 24th. Enhancements of 15% were observed during local daylight hours on the 25th. The forecast issued on the 26th of June through until the 2nd of July. Solar activity is expected to reach R1 levels with a chance of R2 due to increasing activity from active region AR4478. Geomagnetic activity is expected to reach G1 at times due to coronal hole activity. Maximum usable frequencies in the Australian region are expected to be near predicted monthly values with possible depressed at periods during local night hours. Solar Flux Index update. Here are the updated Solar Flux Index SFI figures for this week. Having finished May, we've had a minimum of 101, average of 126, and a maximum of 159, with peak dates from the 1st to the 5th and the 23rd to the 31st. Nearing the end of June, we are expecting a minimum of 111, average of 133, and a maximum of 155, with peak dates from the 2nd to the 7th and the 24th to the 30th. And looking ahead to July, we are expecting a minimum of 115, average of 129, and a maximum of 150, with peak dates from the 1st to the 7th and the 23rd to the 31st. Update with thanks to Noel, VK2FUL.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono VK6FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
Getting on air and making noise is a phrase that you've likely heard me repeat often. Actually, this will be the 24th time or so. It's an attempt at encouraging you to actually transmit and use the radio spectrum that is available to you. It's a nicer way of saying use it or lose it. One of the more frustrating aspects of our hobby is finding other people to interact with. At the beginning of your hobby, you have access to all these magic radio frequencies with no idea on how to use them. Often a new amateur will turn on their radio, call CQ a couple of times to see if there's anyone out there, hear nothing, and give up. As you get more experience, you'll discover that radio frequencies change over time and that some work better at certain times of the day. This is reinforced by others who will talk to you about propagation, the solar cycle, and how the ionosphere and its various so-called layers will change in what you can achieve throughout the day, the year, and the long-term cycle. Armed with all this knowledge, you're likely to get to a point where you make noise on a certain band depending on the time of day. For example, experienced amateurs will avoid the 10-meter band at night because it's a so-called daytime band. In other words, their perception is that you cannot make contact on the 10-meter band after sunset, and for the same reason, it's not suitable for early morning contacts. What if we could test that perception and see if it's true or not? Turns out that we have a perfect data set to discover what actually happens. If I look at the 10-meter whisper or weak signal propagation reporter data for the past year, a year that had me using a beacon pretty much 24 hours a day, you'd expect that you could see just which times worked and which ones didn't. Turns out that regardless of time of day, my beacon was heard across every hour of the day. Of course, the numbers aren't uniform across the day. The peak is at noon local time. The trough is at 5 a.m. local time. 10% of reports are at noon, about 1.5% at 5 a.m. In other words, the worst time of day for my beacon to be reported is 5 a.m. in the morning, and it's not zero. Interestingly, the same isn't true for the signal-to-noise ratio, a measure of just how weak or strong a signal is in comparison to the local noise at the receiver. If you account for differences in transmitter power, meaning that a stronger transmitter is measured in the same way as a weaker one, the 10-meter band has the best signal-to-noise ratio at my location at 9 p.m. local time, and the worst at 4 p.m. local time. Given that I'm only using the 10-meter band with my beacon, I also looked at the local Oscar Foxtrot 78 grid square across all bands. It shows that reports are not directly related to when the average signal-to-noise is best. It seems to me that people are transmitting when they think it works best, not when it actually works best. And I'll mention that the definition of best depends on each user. Note that I haven't yet sat down to discover if there are automatic transmitter and receiver pairs that have been reporting 24/7 across a year on the same band to determine if there is more to learn about the relationship between how often something is reported and what the signal report was at the time. I can say that it's likely that your favourite band is more popular when others think it's popular, not when the conditions are better. Consider, for example, that there are no local reports on the 12-metre band at 10 a.m, but there are at 9 a.m. and at 11 a.m. So was the band magically unusable the whole year at that time, or did people just not use it? The same is true for 160 metres. No reports at all before 5 p.m. or after 3 a.m, despite the bands around it having contacts throughout the day. I will point out some things I've ignored. For example, what is a useful contact? Is it measured by distance, by quantity, by uniqueness? Is this choice the same for each band? Is it reasonable to compare a whole year, or should it be by some other time period, like month, season, or lunar month? What is the signal-to-noise ratio for a band that's considered closed? I'm mentioning this because each of those will directly affect what it looks like when you create a chart, and it's likely to change what works best for you. So, next time you get on air, try a band that shouldn't work according to your knowledge and see what happens. Perhaps you'll get lucky, make a contact, and discover something unexpected. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
Thank you, Ono. For more information about this series, including audio, transcripts and other useful amateur radio resources, Ono's website is vk6flab.com, and you can contact Ono by email to cq@vk6flab.com. Now we're up to Wison news. The Dementia Australian Memory Walk and Jog events are drawing to a close around the country. Wison, together with many other radio amateurs, has been proud to support these events, helping to provide communications and contribute to the safety of participants and organisers. Thank you to everyone who volunteered. The next monthly skills and maintenance meeting is on the 5th of July. It will involve the setup and operations of the two communications trailers at two separate locations. The annual general meeting of Wison New South Wales will be at 10 a.m. on Sunday the 2nd of August. The current secretary and treasurer will not be seeking re-election. Both have generously offered to support those who take on the roles, ensuring a smooth handover. Members interested in becoming more involved in Wison are encouraged to consider joining the committee. The Shazada 400 endurance ride is at St Albans from Monday the 24th to Friday the 28th of August. Central Coast Wison will be providing safety communications for this event. If you are interested in helping out, even for just a day, please contact Glenn via the Wison Operations email. This year's Hawkesbury Canoe Classic is on the weekend of the 24th and 25th of October. Wison members interested in supporting the event may wish to note the dates in their diaries. If you are interested in this or in any other Wison activity, contact operations via email to wison.ops@vrarescue.org. Don't forget to include the event you're interested in. Wison New South Wales weekly voice nets are on Sunday evenings from 6 p.m. on a number of repeaters around Sydney. There is a Winlink net in a week's time. Check the Wison website for details. Wison New South Wales is a communication support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales. For more information about Wison, visit the website at nsw.wison.org.au.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to P.O. Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
And now we're up to club news. We start this week with the news from the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. The club's next meeting is at 2 p.m. on Saturday the 4th of July in the Port Macquarie SES building. The next coffee morning is at 10 a.m. on Thursday the 9th of July at the Hill Cafe Thrumpster. Informal coffee mornings are on the second Thursday of each month. Everyone is welcome. Congratulations to both candidates who successfully completed their standard and advanced license assessments last Friday evening. Assessments for self-study candidates can be arranged at short notice for all license grades. The next foundation training and assessment weekend will be scheduled soon, once sufficient registrations have been received. Anyone interested in gaining an amateur radio license or upgrading an existing qualification can register their interest via the contact form on ORARC website. There are two club nets each week, the midweek net from 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights and the weekend net at 9 a.m. Sunday mornings. Both nets are on the VK2 RPM 2-metre repeater on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. EchoLink access is also available on VK2 RPM-R. During nets, the repeater is linked to VK2 RCN at Telegraph Point via EchoLink. A VK2 RCN is on 147.0 MHz with a minus 600 Hz offset and a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at orarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The May issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is now available on the club website, and past issues of Oxtails can also be downloaded or viewed online. The club is also on Facebook. Just search for Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. From Henry, the VK2ZHE for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The Carryong Club rooms are open each Saturday from 10:30 a.m. with members and visitors always welcome. The next business meeting of the club is at 1 p.m. on Saturday the 4th of July. This will be preceded by a barbecue at midday. Details will be emailed to members. At the time of submission, a VK2 RAG Summersby is only running a limited number of services. Current repeater status can be seen on the repeaters link on the club website. The club's weekly net is on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. on the VK2 RAG 2-metre repeater. That's on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone, and via EchoLink on the ham conference. It is also live video streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the CCARC, including the things we can't talk about here, on the web at ccarc.org.au, by phone on 02-4340-2500, which normally goes to Message Bank, or on social media by searching for Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to follow the page to receive updates. 73 from Alan, VK2MG, Publicity Officer, Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. Coming up next Saturday, the 4th of July, is the BMARC Annual General Meeting. Nominations will be called for both executive and non-executive committee positions. Voting is open to financial members of the club, and a barbecue will follow the completion of proceedings. Members interested in nomination for a role or attending the AGM are encouraged to contact the club secretary. Jan, VK2FEB, is continuing to facilitate the standard and advanced license upgrade classes. Classes run on Wednesday nights from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. via Zoom. Existing license holders who wish to upgrade are encouraged to contact the club secretary, Irene, via email to secretary@bmarc.org. The BMARC clubhouse is open on the first and third Saturday of each month. Members and guests are welcome to drop in to work on projects, use the club facilities, or simply say hello. The clubhouse is at 4 Moore Street, Glenbrook, adjacent to the Great Western Highway, and about an 11-minute walk from Glenbrook Radio's railway station, that is. For more information about the club or any upcoming BMARC events, contact the club secretary, Irene, at secretary@bmarc.org. You can also find out more on the club's website at www.bmarc.org. 73 from James, VK2GOH, Publicity Officer for the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. St George Amateur Radio Society. The Society's next meeting is this coming Wednesday, the 1st of July, at Mort Dial RSL Club. Following the formal business, Josh, VK2MES, will present an introduction to MeshCore, an open-source LoRa-based mesh communication system designed for emergency communications, off-grid networking and infrastructure-independent messaging. Josh will explain how MeshCore works, how it differs from MeshTastic, and discuss Australian deployment practices, hardware options, and ways to get involved. Mortdale RSL Club is in Macquarie Place, a five-minute walk from Mortdale Railway Station, and the meeting starts at 7:30 p.m. From 6 p.m. before the meeting, there will be an information session for anyone interested in gaining their foundation license or upgrading to a higher qualification. The session will explain the different license grades, how the training and assessment weekends operate, and what candidates need to do to prepare. For more information about the St George Amateur Radio Society contests, repeaters and other activities, visit the website at www.sgars.org. 73 from Peter, VK2EMU, for the St George Amateur Radio Society.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. On the Amateur Radio New South Wales website, you can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kHz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL, that's 147.1 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, and on Echolink, VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and 438.025 MHz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR net is at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben, VK2AFK. At 8 p.m, there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve, VK2STG. The Haddock Net on VK2RNS, 147.25 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 2-meter SSB Net on 144.15 MHz upper sideband. And the Waverley Amateur Radio Society Net on VK2RBV. That's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VKDMR Net starts at 7:30 p.m. on Talk Group 505. From 8 p.m, Blue Mountains ARC Net on 3543 kHz. St George Amateur Radio Society Digital Net on 146.8 MHz. And the Southern Highlands Radio Group Net on VK2RHR. On 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. There's 2 metre nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30 p.m, the Hunter Radio Group net on 146.975 MHz and Echo Link node 1474. And the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club net on 3633 kHz. At 8 p.m, it's the Haddock net on 3608.5 kHz, Illawarra's 6-metre net on VK2RMP, 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Vicious Ghost Amateur Radio Club Net at 7:30 PM on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a -7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on Echolink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 PM on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8 PM, there's the St. George Amateur Radio Society Weekly Net on VK2RLE, 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10-metre net on 28.466 MHz. And the CCARC Weekly Net on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 AM on 7106 kHz. West Lakes at 9:30 AM on 7115 kHz, and then at 8 PM, the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70-centimetre net on 439.675 MHz.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crow's net, 6 AM on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society net at 9:30 AM on VK2RMP 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net 7:30 PM on Southeast Network VK2RFS 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375 and VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, Westlakes DMR net from 8 AM, usually on Talk Group 3802. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 AM on VK2RPM. Wison New South Wales nets, 6 PM on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 centimetre repeater, 6:30 PM on DMR, and 6:45 PM on P25. On HF, check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity, email us news@arnsw.org.au or leave a message on the office phone 02 944 0123.
Our next news bulletin will be at 10 AM next Sunday morning, including a relay of national news from VK1WIA. That's all from VK2WI News for this week. Your announcer has been Stuart, VK2BMX, and your engineer has been John, VK2HB. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you. On VK2RDX at Mount Bindo, callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St. George Amateur Radio Society. And on VK2RNC in Newcastle, Paul, VK2APA, is standing by. Here at VK2WI, we will listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. In the studio, I will start with 20 metres, followed by 80, 40, 30, and lastly 160 metres. In engineering, John will take callbacks on 10 metres, VHF and UHF frequencies, and will advise the order. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe and thank you for listening.